ויען סמן ראש אין אלף סייף סייף יוד בייס. ואז דרמה said la lache that one should wash netilas yadayim and then make kiddush and then drink from the wine and then make a maitzi. That was the minig bizman ha-ramo. And the ramo's mesayim ve'en l'shanais rak b'leil Pesach. There's one time in the year that one makes kiddush before he washes, and that's Leil Pesach. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Samech Gimel, Leil Pesach. Mishum Sha'oz Mapsikim Harbei Bamiris Hagod Ad Asudeh. Because there is a tremendous hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and the Moitzi. So there we can't do such a thing. So there we wash right before the Moitzi. Kosav b'derech ha-chayim, b'derech ha-nesivya says as follows. Im mekadesh al ha-pas, lohitzi gam ha-shaymin. A person is making kiddush al ha-pas, and that the kiddush is al ha-pas, lohitzi gam ha-shaymin. He's not the only one who this kiddush is oila for. He's being moitzi, whoever is listening to him. So, the seder is, he washes, and the kiddush yadayim, yom hashishi, ha-moitzi, baruch at Hashem mekadesh ha-shabbos, and they start eating. That is the kiddush, if you make it al ha-pas, and he's moitzi others with this kiddush. זאת דרך החיים, ריחם השיימם שיחבנו לא תסכם בברכס המויצי. Then they have to have kavone to be yoitze with the moitzi also. That means he's saying a moitzi. He's saying, Baruch at Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. And they should have kavone to be yoitze with all the brachas. De'im lo yechavnu lebirchas ha-moitzi, if they won't be mechavn for the moitzi, rak yechavnu lotzeis b'kiddush ha-yoyim, they want to be yoitze the kiddush, the moitzi don't make themselves. But the kiddush, he's moitzi them with the kiddush, and then each one will make their own moitzi. Oisin isa, so then, they are doing an issa, the mahaprim seder hakiddush ayin shom. So the Derech HaChaim says, amoyedike yisod. There's a machloikis beishamai and beishilul, how the kiddush should be made. Beishamai holds, mevorchin al hayoyim, according to Beishami, first you make the Kiddush, Baruch Ad Hashem, Hashem Kishadu B'mitzvayse, Baruch Ad Hashem Mekadish HaShabbos, Baruch Ad Hashem Boyer B'yagofen, and then you drink. That is Shitas Beishami. Beishilul says, no, the Seder is the opposite. First you say Boyer B'yagofen, and then you say Mekadish HaShabbos. We were Machlokes Beishami Beishilul, and the Gemara says, also, you're not allowed to do like Beishamai. After the maskils, you're not allowed to do like Beishamai. Now, this person, he wants to be yoite with Yenim's Kiddush. He wants to, but the mighty, he'll make himself. So what did he accomplish now with his Fumkai? He became a Beishamai dik. That means he's going to say he's yoite with his Kiddush, then he's going to say the mighty after the Kiddush. So that shitas beishamai, that the bichas hanenin is after the bichas hakiddush. So the Nesiva says, you're not allowed to do such a thing. Now, the Nesinus also says that this is Dafke, like this is a very Shariatic thing by Hasidim, when they're mighty with the Kiddush, each one makes their own Breire Priya Gofen. So theoretically, these Hasidim are Meshamedics. That's the same, they're doing Mamish, they ate with his Kiddush, and then I'm making a Breire Priya Gofen. So the Nesinus says no. Because theoretically, we'll see later, there's an inyan to be koyim from the koish shel kiddush. It's a good thing. If you don't want to be koyim from the koish shel kiddush, the mekadish will make kiddush and he'll drink a maloy lugmuch. I'm yaitzeh. I was yaitzeh with his kiddush. So that when I decide later to drink from the wine, that is not Alf Kiddush. I was into this Kiddush. He made a Bria Gofen and he said, Bocha Vesha Mekaddish HaShabbos. And he drank a Maloy Lugmov. I was Yates already. I was Yates in Gunson. The Kiddush I was Yates. Now I decide to drink some wine. So I make a Bria Bria Gofen. So my Bria Bria Gofen does not become a part of the Kiddush. The Kiddush has done it over with already. He made Kiddush, he made Bria Bria Gofen, he Mekaddish HaShabbos, and he drank the wine. So I was eating Kiddush. I want to drink some of the wine I make a Bria Bria Gofen. So it doesn't become a Seder of the Kiddush. But if I make Kiddush a la Pas, so that is the Kiddush. That is the Kiddush B'mokim. So that is part of the Kiddush. You have to wash. But that's how the Kiddush is. You're making Kiddush Allah Pas, and this is the Suda. This is Soma Mela. This Moiti is a part of the Kiddush. So to say that I'll be Yaitse with the Bochat Hashem Mekaddish HaShabbos and I'll make my own Moiti, Mountain Nesina says that. Also, then, since this is an intrinsic chalik of the Kiddush, the pas, so Memele, you have to be yaitzeh with his mighty. That is true. He says that Shim Yodeya Sheyishta Meyayin have a kigayim broche sheinetzriche dosa. But it could be Bishas Maise. He didn't think he's going to drink from the wine, so it's lady. He thought he'll drink from the wine. So there. So not necessarily it should be. If he knows he's going to drink from the wine, so he says it is a broche sheinetzriche. He says this second in the Sibis. Well, if he's that, so now you have to be yaitzeh if he's mighty me with the Kiddush and with the mighty. If he's a tzrichen gam keli zoylito yedeim b'shovim balabayis k'shemekadish alabas. So if I am to be yaitzeh with his mighty, so I should wash before also. Tilavochi eichi cham no lotzeis b'birchas ha-mighty shaloi. If you have to be yaitzeh with his mighty, you have to be washed already. So maybe the making Kiddush al pas and your yaitzeh with his Kiddush, we should wash together with him. See if you'd gimel. Tzorech lishtois mikois shel Kiddush kemeloi lugmov. How much has to be drunk from the kois of Kiddush? And the kois has to be arevius. How much does he have to drink from the kois? Beloi lugmov a cheekful. Vahainu kershi yisalkenu litzadechot mefiv. If he'll push it to one side of his mouth, v'yiloh meloi lugmov, so that is sufficient. V'hu, and this year is ruboi shel revius. This is a rove of a revius. That's normally a meloi lugmov. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzorech lishtois, v'im lav lo yotzo. If you did not drink a maloy lugmov, you want yaitzeh. That means the teime of the kois is a chalik of the kiddush, hamavar sor sheyitaim, and therefore you were not yaitzeh if you did not drink a maloy lugmov. Kimaloy lugmov. Now the Mishnah says, what is the inyan of maloy lugmov, a cheekful? ובעינון שיר חושב, שתשיישב דתוי על ידי זה. Now, he says here, let's elaborate a little, because this will be again the next sif also. We find the shir Malay Lugmov is also said by Yom HaKippurim. By Yom HaKippurim, if a person drinks a liquid of Malay Lugmov, he's chayim koras. The shir, why? Because this shir is yisuvei daite. That means a person has a satisfaction of drinking if he drinks a malay lugmov. That is a shir choshuv of malay lugmov. So memela, so he says, the halacha was, you have to be tayim from the kais of kiddush a shir choshuv. That's why you need Malay Lugmov, right? Because Malay Lugmov is a shir of Yisuvei Daite. Let's learn a little further, and we'll come back to this. We'll talk about that soon. Let's just learn a little further, and then we'll come back to this. Behainu Ratzalaima Vlabinish Malay Piv Mamish Mishnei Atsnodim. I don't need ears to fill up both cheeks. One cheek is enough. For who Vahu Vishir Zedai Afilimhoya Kais Godu Shemarzik Kamo Revius, yet a tremendous kais, you have to drink the Malay Lugmov. That means like this, there's a difference between Kiddush and the Dalit Kaises by Pesach. By the Dalit Kaises of Pesach, other Kaiskim hold, there's a din of Shtias Dalit Kaises. You have to drink four kaises. And if a person chose a kais, a 10-ounce kais, so lechatchila, he has to drink roiv of the kais. He has to drink over 5 ounces. Because the mitzvah is to drink dalet kaises. By kiddush, the mitzvah is not to drink a kais. The Kiddush has to be made on the kais, and you need a te'ima cheshuva from the kais. So the kais can have 10 ounces, as long as I made a te'ima cheshuva, which is the loy lugma, I will jait. Right. That's he says, that's it's irrelevant having the kaises. Rubai shall rivius. Hainu ba'odam beinani marzik shi'urai kach. It means a normal person, the shir of Malay Lugmov, is a loiv of a revius. Aval ba'odam godel, but what if you have a big person, big means in kamus, that means he's a big mouse, and therefore, by him, so you go a cheekful of his mouth. Misharinam kemalei lugma v'didei lefi godloi. So if he has a big mouth, so then you need malei lugmav. You need malei lugmav of his malei lugmav. That means of another mainini. Let us just say, for practical purposes, let's say a revi is 3 ounces. So a malei lugmav is a little more than an ounce and a half. That's malei lugmav. That's by a normal person. But a person who has a large mouth, so it can be 2 ounces. That matters what his malei lugmav is. But he doesn't have to drink more than a revius. Yizicha doesn't have to drink. That means if his malay lugmav is more than a revius, you drink a revius. A revius is the maximum shear that is necessary. Now, so al koponim, we have over here by the shear malay lugmav, it's dependent on the shayse. whoever the shayis is. Now, we understand this very good, because the yisoid of Malay Lugmav is Yisuvei Daita, and we have a Messiah that how much does a person have to drink Kidei Lehisyashev Daitoi? So we have a Messiah. Each person, his Yisuvei Daita is dependent on his Malay Lugmav. If his Malay Lugmav is 2 ounces, he'll have a Yisuvei Daita with 2 ounces. Leidachis, if you have a bar mitzvah bocha, that his maloy lugmav is 1 ounce less than Rav Revius. So that is Yisuvei Daita. The Indian of Yisuvei Daita is dependent on each person. That is a shir that the Yisuvei Daita of each person is dependent on his Malay Lugmav. Amayma Muzga, for 1 minute, there's a very interesting shayla from Rav Shlomo Zalman Oelbach. He speaks about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was speaking about the Eraisis, that the shir Malay Lugmav, that's the shir. If one drinks a Malay Lugmav, he's high chorus, less than Malay Lugmav is permissible. And it depends on each person. So he declares a shayla, what if a person, all his teeth were taken out? So Mamele, he has a larger Malay Lugmav. Do you chesbon with this? What happens if he gets now false teeth? Will it change? We'll get a smaller Malay Lugmav. That's a very interesting shayla that Rav Shlomo Zalman has. L'gabe Yom Kippur Melechera would be Negeya. Us also. Now there's a Meirdikish, so now we know there's a Shir Malay Lugmav, and the Malay Lugmav is according to each person his Malay Lugmav. Now let us look in the Sharatheon, there's a Meirdikish Sharatheon Samachay. Taisvis Biyume says that the reason why we have such a Shia is because Malay Lugmav is Yisuvei Daita. Ulahayesh Oimrim Desiv Yudalad Vishias Kola Mesubim Mitztarfel Malay Lugmav Al Kochor Taimachine Vachameinu Zal Choku Kovid Lekoi Shol Choyve Vitzach Malay Lugmav Davke. Now, in Sif Yudalad, we're going to have Ashitas Apoiskim Amor de Kechidish, which Al Koponim the Yevid, we are Seimach on this sheet. There's a sheet in Sifya Dalad that says that if a person made Kiddush and you took, let's say, 5 people, and you took the Shir Malay Lugmav and you divided it between 5 people, and all 5 people together, they drank 1 Malay Lugmav. So, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so according to this Shita, you can't say that the reason of Malay Lugmav is because you need a Shtiya of Yisuvei Daita, a Shtiya that brings satisfaction. Because if you have 5 people drinking, no one has satisfaction. So Al Kochoch, you have to say there's another, according to these Poiskim, there's another Cheshbon of Malay Lugmav. You need that from the Kais of Kiddush, we should be drunk Ashir Hoshuv. Ashir Choshev, not that Ashir that brings to the Shoysa Malay Lugmav. And from the Kais has to be drunk Ashir Choshev. So Memele, so that is the Shir. So there's a very interesting Shaila, a very interesting Machloikis. So we have over here now a new, then we have a Shita Sapoiskim, that we can take a Malay Lugmav and divide it in, and this is Negeil Amai, so you can divide it into 5 people, and if all together we have a Malay Lugmav, so you yates it. So the Gedoyle Achoinim Klera Shaila, but how do you measure this Malay Lugmav? Now let's say like this. I have the Makadesh, Let's say, for practical purposes, the Mekadesh, the Malay Lugmav of the Mekadesh, let's say, was 1 ounce and 3/4. He had a big Malay Lugmav, 1 ounce and 3/4. Fine. That was the Mekadesh. The Mekadesh is not drinking the wine. He can't drink wine, right? So I have two people that are going to drink the Malay Lugmav. One has a small mouth. Now, his Malay Lugmav is not, is 3/4 of an ounce. He has a small mouth. His Malay Lugmav is 3/4 of an ounce. So, but he's not going to drink a whole Malay Lugmav. He's going to drink a half of a Malay Lugmav. So a half of 3/4. The other one has a normal mouth. And let's say it's a little bit more than an ounce and a half Malay Lugmav. So he's going to drink a little, a half of that. So between both together, you have a Mavna Malay Lugmav over here. They don't add up. That means this person with the small mouth, so it's 3/4 of an ounce of Malay Lugmav by him. Now, if he would drink 3/4 of an ounce, finished, Malay Lugmav was drunk. But he's drinking half of 3/4 of an ounce because he is a shukrit. There's someone else that has a larger mouth, and he's also drinking half of 3/4 of by him it's an ounce and 3/4, let's say. So a half of his Malay Lugmav is a half of an ounce and 3/4. Now, putting, so he'll take half of his Malay Lugmav, he'll take half of his Malay Lugmav. They don't add up together. You don't add up to a Malay Lugmav. So what do you do? It's a very interesting shaila. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's good. He says, because if this one person who has a small Malay Lugmav would drink 3/4 of an ounce, so that's Malay Lugmav. So he drank half of his Malay Lugmav. The other one drank half of his Malay Lugmav. So that's considered a Malay Lugmav was drunk, even though somehow they don't add up together. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says. Rav Nissim Karelitz doesn't like this. Rav Nissim Karelitz says either one of the two. Either Yechez of the Malay Lugmav of the Mekadesh, he made the Kiddush, so you need his Malay Lugmav. So there has to be drunk Al Koponim Ashir. You can divide it up into five people, but Al Koponim, his Malay Lugmav has to be drunk, or else he says, he really thinks, you don't look at the Mekadesh, you look at a normal person. And you need to, so that means, if I'm drinking it myself, then you look at my Malay Lugmav. But if we're dividing it, then we have to add together Malay Lugmav. So he says, Misame, you look at the Malay Lugmav, I'm a normal person, and that's how it has to add up together to such a share of Malay Lugmav. That's what Abnissim Karela says. Fine. So now we spoke about the share of Malay Lugmav. Now, now we're going to speak into very pertinent shaila. The shear revius, how big is a revius? So let's just figure out for a minute. The shear a revius is a revius halug. There are 6 eggs in a lug. So a revius halug is a displacement of an egg and a half. That is a revius halug. That is a quarter of 6 eggs. So now, so vidah, the shir revius who kimat a little less meloy shtei klipois mibeya beinenish sheltal negailis. It's a little less. That means I'll take the shells of 2 eggs. I'll empty the eggs. I'll take the shells of 2 eggs. And I'll fill up the shells of these 2 eggs with wine. So that is a little bit more than a revius. In reality, need a displacement of 1 egg and a half. But so that takes into consideration the the shell of the egg also. But if I don't want to make to figure out what displacement, so if I'll fill up the shells of two eggs without taking the shells, I'm only taking the inside of the shells. This is a little bit more than a Rebbeus. More or less, this is a Rebbeus. Fine. V'dad yashir Rebbeus came out below shtei klipos and mibei a beinin yishal tan. The guy was it's a little less than if you fill up the shells of two eggs. V'hu shir beya umachtzei maklipe. That means theoretically it is the displacement of an egg and a half with the shell. The loig who shisha beim kedisa bigmore. Omemela l'reviyas haloig, a fourth of a loig is beya b'chati an egg and a half. Right? So now we know the shir of a reviyas. V'yesh machmirim mo'id b'inyin hashiurim. There's a shittas ha-poishkim, a-tzlach, a-chasam soifer, v'hoichichu da-habeyim niskatnu b'zmaneinu l'machtis mima shohoyo b'mei ha-gemorim. They made a cheshbon, and they figured out that the eggs in our times are a half of what they were in the times of Chazal. Val Kane, so of course this is the Shita Satlach, Achsam Sefer, Val Kane, Shir Revius, who bekiflayim. So then if the eggs became smaller, so now the Revius, that's half the size, So if normally the amount of a Rebbeus is an egg and a half, so now there has to be three eggs, because that we with our eggs became smaller. So but now you, by a kois shall kiddush, you need a Rebbeus, you need a kois that holds three eggs. Now, this is not only Negeya Kiddush, it's Negeya Kezayis Matzah, which is Adiraisis. Duhu Kachatzi Beya, a Kezayis is one half of an egg. So now, if the eggs became smaller, the half the size, now a Kezayis is the size of a whole egg. And the Bir Aloche is a whole Arichis. The nochein lochesh l'divreim l'inyan kiddush shel laila. So he says like this. He says there's a shaila that what they said is debatable. There are rayis not like them, but rayis like them. So the Mishnah Berurah was machia as follows. When we're speaking about a mitzvah d'oraisa, then one should be machmer. We're speaking about a mitzvah de rabbonon, one could be mekel. So that means, so we're speaking about, so kiddush balayla is a deraisa. So lechatchila, the kosh should hold the size of three eggs. Not, for them. How much do I drink? I drink a malay lugmav. But the kois should hold three eggs. By the kizayis matzah, also we should be machma, that the size of a kizayis should be the size of an egg, not a half an egg. That's by the first kizayis. When it comes to koirach, for example, lukeirach is a rabbonon. By the rabbonon, I can go back to normal eggs. That means the Mishnah Berurah says one can juggle the shiurim according to the chiyuvim that he wants to be mekayim. If it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, one, it's proper that one should be machmel. If he doesn't have a kois that holds three eggs, sheyarzik a kois kishnei beim. The kais should hold two eggs. Two eggs it should hold at least. Vashtia, how much should he drink? And it's irrelevant having the crisis. He has to drink my lugma of the day. Fine. So now, let us just say for one minute, the Mishnah Berurah said like this. He said, preferable you should have a case that holds the size of three eggs. By a Kiddush D'oraisa. But at least it should hold two eggs. Now, how did he get into this shear of two eggs? So in Bir Halacha, he explained something very interesting. He said, Meloi Lugmov, now this shita that says that Niskatno Habayim, there are certain shiurim which we make, with food, we make with mayim, we make with datim. There's certain shiurim we make with parts of the human body, with etzbois, with an amo. There are different shiurim. And that's how they came, how the slach came to these shiurim. He measured something with etzbois. We have something that can be measured with eggs and with etzbois. And he measured both, and it came out the eggs were exactly half of the etzbois. So he came to the conclusion that the eggs, in this katlo habayim, that was the cheshbon of the slach. No, that he says, that he is that the gufa adam did not change, but the zaysim changed, the bayim changed. Fine. Zatzach of Etzchaim, he also made a cheshbon. He took a number of people. He told them to fill up their mouths full of water. Meloi lugmov, both sides. Now, both sides is, if a malay, a normal malay lugmov is a rov revius, so if you fill it up both sides, he did have more than a revius. That's for sure. Because one malay lugmov is a rov revius, so both sides is dicha a revius plus. So he says he took a number of people, they filled up their mouths with water, And the most that came out from their Maloy Lugmov was the size of two bayim. So he says, so that's Zichar Revius. So two bayim is Zichar Revius. So that was his cheshbon over here. That means we have G'doyle Yaproiskim, the Tzlach, the Nedim Yude, the Chsam Soifa, who say that it's Mamashev. He didn't want to fight with them. So he says, L'chatrilla, one should, he says, but if he can't get such a big kois, now two bayim is not so. So it means the bay got a little smaller. Normally, a revius is a bay and a half. Now, it's two bayim. But it's not so, it's not so drastic, the niskatnu habayim. So that's why he said over here that al kaponim, chachatrila one should get a kois that holds three bayim. The kois should hold three bayim. He drinks maloy lugmo. That's irrelevant. That's by kiddush at night. Kiddush by day, it's a rabbona. He doesn't have to be machma. That was the humre of the Chofetz Chaim. One thing. V'da'oid, one more thing. The shir shamaloy lugmo tosh lishtois. Beli hefzik harbe bintayim, which is a moira de kedin, which perhaps some people are unaware of. That means if you have to drink a maloy lugma, which is a rov revius, it has to be drunk with not too many hefzikas from the beginning of the shtia till the end of the shtia. Now, hainu. It should not take from the beginning of the drinking Rishoyne, Asoich Shtiya Achoyna till the end of the last gulp, he's drinking Arayv Rebiyas, Yaiser Michnei Shtiyas Rebiyas. That means like this, there's a Shir Shtiyas Rebiyas. If one has a Rebiyas, let us say for practical purposes, it takes, a Rebiyas will say, the machlokes, the tzayis hashulchan holds that the shear is 3 ounces. The chazanish holds it's 5.3. Anyway, but let's take for practical purposes, let's say Rebiyas is 3 ounces. So how long does it take to drink 3 ounces without any hefsekes? That's not shear shtiyas Rebiyas. Normally, when a person drinks a Rebiyas, he drinks it with two gulps. You don't drink down the whole Rebiyas, it's not proper. So you're drinking a Rebiyas, it's proper to drink half of the beers and then to drink the other half of the beers. So let us just say, for practical purposes, let us say it takes to drink a beers 5 seconds. Let us say that is this month. That means that drinking 3 ounces, and I'm taking two sips, and so mamela takes me 5 seconds. So therefore, when I'm drinking a maloy lugmo, which is less than a Rebiyas, it's a Rav Rebiyas, it should not take me more than 5 seconds. If it's going to take me 10 seconds, so according to other Shitas, you want Yaitz already, because you need a Tziluf, that means the whole Shtiyah has to be in this time frame of Kedei Shir Shtiyas Rebiyas, which is 5 seconds, and if he splits it up, there's no tziluf. So I drank a half a malay lugma of the first 5 seconds, the second half, the second 5 seconds, and two halves, so made up to one malay lugma. That's lechatchilah. Va'al kol ponim, there's a machlokes if that's the sheer tziluf, la'yav sing z'man rav k'day achilas pras. But al koponim, others hold you need a sheer tziluf k'day achilas pras, which is from 2 to 4 minutes. So al koponim, let's say, lechatchilah shouldn't be more than 2 minutes. So if a person, it's a strong wine or whatever it is, and he drinks and he sips, and so al koponim, he should be mahadah, that the whole Rav Rebiyas should be drunk L'chatchila, and if he can't do it in a Shir Shtiyas Rebiyas, he should be drunk in a Shir of 2 minutes or 4 minutes. Kapon L'yavsig Z'man Rav K'dei Achilas Pras. V'im Hivsig B'Chdei Achilas Pras, it's a 5 minute affair. He's drinking a little bit. Then till he finishes this Rav Rebiyas, it took him, let's say, 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes. Af b'diyeved lo yotza. You're not yotza. V'tzorich li zoyim v'zek shemekadish b'shachis al yayin tzorok. Now he says the person makes kiddush and schnapps. And according to the Mishnah Berurim, when you make kiddush and schnapps, you fill up a kois of a Rebiyas and you drink a maloy lugma. So you drink a maloy lugma, which is Rav Rebiyas, let us say an ounce and a half you drink. Now you have to drink an ounce and a half, and the schnapps an ounce and a half is shtikl kunz. But certainly zoya bezek shemekadish b'shaches al yayin tzorof, sh'oz motzi li koshel bezek, there it's very easy that a person can be nichshol. That means he can have, he drank the schnapps, some of the schnapps, and he drank it as a covered Shabbos Kodesh, and it's Layla. But I got news for you, you won't eat the mitzvah skiddish. That's what he says. It has to be eaten, it has to be drunk, al koponim, in the time frame of Kedei Achilas Pras. Same thing. So there's a machlokes. The disciple was make for 4 minutes.
What is it?
Well, you do say that, but what do you mean? You can make a smaller case.
Do it.